don't know.
I'm trying to. I don't know.
What
I'm on your side here. Like, I'm on your side.
I'm not a silver rated, but that's
The Real Football Podcast. This is coming at you with episode 41 of the Real Football Podcast. We're back here. We're back here in the new-ish studio on our circular table. This is like the family dinner table. Yeah. We can all hold hands this time because Blake doesn't have...
Oh, yeah. I haven't been coughing as much.
Congratulations.
Worked, guys.
Nice.
Wow. We got some big things to talk about in the football world. We had City versus Liverpool, a very controversial game and many talking points.
It's not that controversial.
Arsenal and Aaron Ramsdale had a mixed result at the weekend, and Blake has some opinions to share about that. So Tottenham with a massive result in the top four race, beating Aston Villa 4-0. And then we're coming at you with another special segment that we haven't done in a minute. We're each going through our overrated 11. All right.
Do it.
Yeah.
But shall we start with the games, gentlemen?
Yes. Let's do it.
No. Okay, let's start with this.
You don't feel like introducing me to Digital?
Oh, I'm so dumb. I knew I forgot something. All right. To my left, that sounds so weird to say. Yeah. To my left is Antoine.
Hello, everybody.
To my further left is Miles.
Hello, everybody.
To my furthest left is Blake.
Salutations. Okay, Liverpool City.
So, Liverpool City. Lots of talking points. First of all, I want to go around the table. Do we think it was a penalty at the end?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Resounding no.
No.
I thought it was.
Oh, okay.
You would. Well, of course. The Barchester would. You know.
What are you talking about? This is between my two biggest rivals, and I'm looking at it objectively, saying that our biggest rival, Liverpool, should have had a penalty at the end of the, in a massive game.
In my opinion, I didn't even see much contact.
Me neither.
I didn't see no contact.
I saw contact.
With the ball and his foot.
New. I saw his cleat, his metal stud, go directly in the peck.
I can guarantee you he doesn't even have a mark from that hit.
It barely even touched him. Bad. It really didn't. It looked like he grazed him at most.
Yeah, the guy was on the floor for how long?
I know.
Like, Jesus Christ.
But we've also seen that foul being given so many times. That's a red card on another day.
No, impossible. Red is crazy.
Swear to God it is.
We've seen that given, but rarely in the box, I'd say. If the contact is very deliberate and you can see like a ripple of the shirt or like a direct hit onto the body, then I would say, sure, it's a penalty, and that would give me more plaudits to think that it should have been given. There wasn't a ripple. There wasn't super obvious contact, so I'm going no pen.
There was nothing.
I agree.
There was something.
An appeal.
But, Julian, you'd like to point this out. Who was it, clear and obvious?
Good point. Good point.
We got him.
In my opinion, I thought it was, but...
Fair.
But, I don't fair enough, that's a good way to look at it. Fair. Okay? Again, VAR not doing its job, in my opinion.
But. Fair. But in my opinion, it did.
Me too.
And I'm not even saying that, like, it should be a... I'm saying because I've seen it called before... Then it makes me more confused as to why it wasn't a penalty or a foul.
Fair.
Like, if this is 10 years ago, that's not a foul. But now I think in the soft era, because it wasn't called before, I think it should be.
The soft era.
The soft era.
It is a soft era.
This
is a soft era.
Right. Well,
we're in a soft era of football.
Yeah, Bruno Fernandes captaining a Manchester United.
Exactly. A soft era of football.
True.
He's running up to it.
You're proving my point here.
That's why I brought it up.
Besides that, what else do you think about this game?
Haaland on fraud watch? Not really.
Always.
And that's the issue with Haaland and Mbappe debate that I always come back to, is that Haaland's not going to take the game by storm. He has the ability to if he gets the service, but if he doesn't get the service, he isn't going to take the game over by himself. He needs someone else to help him do that. Mbappe can take the game by storm and do it himself. Yeah. Which is why I think Mbappe will always be clear.
I think that's just a consensus in this argument, really.
Sure, but I'm sure some people are still going goal tally and goal contributions, and Haaland is so far clear. Which I know most, I think the four of us here don't think that, especially the Frenchie. But I do think that it's warranted to bring that up once again, because it's easy to forget that the different styles of players, while they're both very effective at what they do, one does and has the ability to do more, and then I think that matters
more. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What do we think of Kevin De Bruyne subbing off?
Yeah, he looked pretty angry, right?
I saw a little thing. It was like, no one, or I haven't seen Roy Keane, Gerrard, and all these crazy midfielders get subbed off in a big match like that before.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, all right, let's calm down.
He's better than all of them, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's not ready for that dialogue.
He's not ready yet.
I think he is.
I think he's the best midfielder in the Prem ever.
Most talented, for sure.
I think Bergkamp is better.
Bergkamp was just like not a midfielder,
yeah,
was he?
Yeah.
I guess so, Cam.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right.
I've opened his eyes. Wow.
I you know, throw Mathieu Flamini in there.
Mathieu Flamini is like a billionaire now, actually.
I know, he's doing well.
Really? What does he do?
He's investing.
But see,
doesn't matter.
Hold on. This is not consensus either, because online people still think Ozil's better than De Bruyne.
Yeah, those people
which
are
is crazy. Delusional.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'll say that the consistency of De Bruyne is nowhere near the consistency of the consistency of Ozil, sorry, is nowhere near the consistency of De Bruyne. It's insane. They also play different positions, but De Bruyne can play the eight. He could probably play six, or he could play
goes back to that thing you were talking about, Haaland. I think De Bruyne, he has the ability to run a whole game pretty much by himself. He can score from anywhere. He can assist from anywhere. He can make passes from anywhere. He runs up and down the pitch. For other players, you cannot say the same thing.
Fair.
I do want to talk about City a little bit, because De Bruyne wasn't bad. I don't think it was a wrong decision to bring him off.
An assist. I mean,
but Ederson making that mistake. That was another big one.
It
was a rare moment.
I don't think that's a mistake on Ederson. I think that's Ake.
I think it's Ake.
It's totally Ake.
Call it, because
you can't call it a mistake on Ederson, because that's unfair. Because what do you want him to do there? Either, sure, maybe he doesn't take him out and he gets an open goal, but you, it's not a mistake on Ederson. You take your chances with that.
I'm sorry, keeper. Okay.
We're on the same page now? We're good?
He's highly educated.
No, we're good. So call it a mistake between the defenders, whatever, miscommunication, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a rare moment of
just discombobulation, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, it's something that we're not really used to seeing from Manchester City, and I think it's a little odd.
Something
that you cannot be doing in this title race, not in the Premier League, for sure.
They might not win this year, boys.
I don't know. They still very much might.
Yeah.
Well, they play Arsenal next. That's a big one. If they can take 4 points out of Liverpool and Arsenal,
Arsenal's in 2 weeks though, right? I think it's in. I don't think it's.
No, doesn't.
Yeah, because
Arsenal plays Spurs.
Isn't there international
blank
break?
Game we going on soon?
That's the only reason I know.
I thought Arsenal plays Spurs next.
No, it's City.
I can check right now.
It's City, I promise you.
Yeah, it's City. At City.
Well, and then, not that we need to move on to the Arsenal game yet, but in the Arsenal game, there was a huge mistake, but that was rectified. Right? And that's what champions do. And obviously, I'm not taking away from City as champions. They clearly are. But, you know, for you to continue on the title charge, if you make a mistake, which is going to happen, you need to be able to rectify it, especially against, like, a big team like Liverpool. You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
And after that, City kind of, again, discombobulated. They looked to lack concentration and belief a little bit. And City from that point on kind of...
It was back and
kind
forth,
of took the front foot a little bit more. They had the bulk of the chances in the second half, besides Jeremy Doku hitting the post. And I thought Virgil van Dijk played his honestly one of his best games in a Liverpool.
Oh, for sure.
That 1v1 versus Haaland was nice.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa as
no,
well.
No, I agree. I mean,
Kwanzaa played great.
Bro, I was not familiar with him.
Almost scored too.
Bro, I told Julian earlier. I was like, "Yo, when did Ezri Konsa go to Liverpool?" I was so confused.
Such a casual,
yo,
such
relax,
casual take.
Relax.
No, but it's a
we've
good,
been knowing about Kwanzaa.
It's a good point you make about
because you guys are Football Manager and fucking FPL merchants.
FPL.
Definitely not putting him in my FPL.
Yeah, you would totally take him in your FPL team because you get a clean sheet and he'd be worth like $4 million.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I just watched the Europa League one time in class. It's the only reason.
Fair.
It was Walzak's class and fair. I just, fair. Yeah. And then what else? They had Conor Bradley playing as well. I think the one thing with Liverpool is that they probably should have started Mo Salah.
Why didn't they?
He's coming back from injury.
He hasn't fully recovered from
AFCON.
But, dude, when he came on, it was such
he
a breath
that one
of fresh
pass
air.
To the fraud Diaz. Oh, my God.
Diaz,
who
brother.
Had a good game.
What was that thing you
Stop,
said?
He had
that.
A good game.
Don't do that.
What was that thing
apart
you said
from
about
the chances
Diaz?
He missed, Diaz had a good
apart
game.
Apart from doing his job and scoring a goal, he had a great game.
It was
apart from like essentially losing out his team on 2 points, he had a great game.
He did have a good game. Objectively, he had a good game. He just missed two big chances.
Objectively, he had a terrible game.
He had a good game. created a lot of chances. Sure, didn't finish the chances that he was given, but you can't put all the blame on him.
I mean, you can put most of it. There was two big chances that he missed.
He still played a good game all around, though.
This is like the Lacazette debate, and every striker that Arsenal's ever had. I don't give a shit if you had a good game. Score a goal. You're there to score goals or create goals.
You know what? Yeah, you're right.
Anything else, guys, to add on this game? Thought Darwin was excellent as well.
I didn't notice him as much.
I did not think he was excellent. Let me check.
He set up three clear goals. Are you checking the foot mob rating?
No, I'm not touching anything. This guy must have been offside at least like six, seven times.
Yeah, what are you
talking
about?
Every single time.
So many offsides.
Liverpool were played through. He
just set up
Luis
Diaz a few times.
Whoever put that over under on Darwin Nunez offside, on over, bro, he gashed in crazy.
Fair enough. Maybe my Benfica bias coming through.
Probably.
But I was impressed.
Fair.
Okay, let's go. Do you want to go Arsenal next? From one keeper mistake to another? I'm kidding. Kidding. You definitely can't argue about who made this mistake, though.
No, yeah, it was totally Ramsdale's fault. My boy, he's breaking my heart. He really is. And I'm wearing his jersey today to commemorate
and grieve
my former love not being the number one keeper at Arsenal anymore. But you know what? Kudos to him, though, because he could have came out of that second half and been dejected and been terrible, but that's not the type of player he is. It's not the type of person he is. He came out there and he went right back at it, made one really big save against Ivan Toney and another big header save. I forget who it was against, but two crucial saves. I think the Ivan Toney save is like outstanding. I thought it was a really, really good save. Yes, he was out of position, but you don't expect Toney to take.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah, my. Like,
you can't be in that position to begin with.
Oh my. They lost the ball quickly, and who expects Toney to take it on from 50 yards out?
He's a striker. It's his job, no?
But he made the save. And that's like a prime Aaron Ramsdale save. He did make the save. And like Raya, like...
Prime Aaron exaggeration save.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like these are like borderline average saves that he exaggerates on camera. It's the De Gea effect. I know it, brother. I know it. If you actually look at it objectively, it's not actually that crazy of a save.
No,
he just makes it look very pretty.
I don't know if Raya gets that.
Okay, no. I think that save is better than the other one from the header.
Yeah, the header, I thought he was out of position a little bit.
Let me tell you,
I thought he was out of position, and I thought he exaggerated as well.
If Rye is playing, you guys aren't going into halftime tied up.
Right, but then again, totally showed you all the clip earlier of Arsenal versus City at the Emirates earlier this year when Rye kicked the ball into the attacker and it went to the side netting. He was this close to doing the exact same thing that Aaron Ramsdale did in the biggest game of our season at that point. Yet no one talks about it anymore because it didn't lead to
like one of his first games in an Arsenal kit.
Great. It's Aaron Ramsdale's first game back in 3 months. So,
okay, but
if you want to keep that narrative, you want to use excuses for Raya. You have to use the same excuses for Ramsdale.
It's not the same excuse.
Yes, it is,
though. Not the same excuse.
Ramsdale used to play every fucking day for this team. He was the heart and soul and the heartbeat.
But
he's
been here for years. He's been in England and he's been at Arsenal for years.
So is Raya. Raya played for fucking.
But he hasn't
Brentford.
Been at Arsenal. He hasn't been the pressure of Arsenal. Ramsdale is used to it by now, but he still makes mistakes.
But he hasn't played. You're telling me a goalie who hasn't played consistent football in over a year?
A little bit of rust, sure, but that doesn't excuse the fact that he straight up kicked the ball into a Brentford attacker.
Of
that doesn't come
not.
From
I'm
rust.
I'm not saying he didn't make a mistake. I'm not saying he shouldn't have done that. Unacceptable. Do I think Ramsdale should start at all for the rest of the season? No.
Well, there you go.
But what I'm saying, because Ryan has clearly proven that he's the better keeper. However, I still think Ramsdale's a better shot stopper. I think our defense really, really, really has improved this season where we don't have the need for Ryan to make crazy saves anymore. So
that's
all
true.
Ryan needs to do is just be sound with his feet, which he's proven that he is, and make the stops that he should make.
That's why we don't need Ramsdale, because he would do lovely. He would do deliciously well at a Burnley or something like that. But we don't need somebody who's going to make acrobatic saves every game.
Send him back to Sheffield.
I'm just saying, I love the dude. I love the dude, and I always will. And he's my favorite keeper, not of all time, but he's up there.
He's so Chelsea.
Who's of all time?
That'd be so funny.
Wow.
What a question.
I think it has to be Szczesny.
Yeah?
Just because he's my Polish.
Wojciech?
Like the Polish in the Arsenal?
Yeah.
Like Flappy Hansky's up there, too.
I was going to say Flappy Hansky.
I think Ramsdale's two. Ramsdale's
two?
Ramsdale might be one.
Wow.
Who's mine? Let's think.
I think he's good, though.
You've had one goalkeeper you watched your whole life, besides Onana.
Edwin van der Sar for FIFA?
But no, it was a good game. That was my. There's the Blake rant of the day.
Who's yours, Miles?
My favorite keeper of all time? David Ospina, maybe.
Good take.
What?
Is it good shout.
David Ospina wasn't actually.
What about yours?
Decent.
Probably Hugo.
Yeah, I was gonna guess that.
You know, he's up there for me too.
Yeah. I never took a big liking to love keepers.
Yeah, you have a big liking for the Spurs keeper?
No, because he was French.
He would always turn up for France. Like
that's why.
Oh my! I almost forgot my
1/8 French.
So yeah.
I almost forgot to say mine is probably Rui Patricio. I almost forgot about that.
Sure.
You want to talk about acrobatic saves? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Euro 2016 final from the header. From the Griezmann header. They made a statue out of that save.
No way.
They did.
Bro, that's can we talk about
that? Won us the game.
Can we talk about how that's the luckiest fucking final win in the world?
Oh, jeez. Luckiest tournament run after
Greece. So, Tottenham boys, a massive win over Aston Villa.
It was.
With big implications for top four.
Mm-hmm.
They're
looking good.
I thought it was a pretty close game.
It was. They scored like 3 goals in the last like 10 minutes of the match.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how most games for Spurs go these days, is that they keep it close to the end and they either lose or they either win.
Or they grab a few at the end.
Their 2-week title race was crazy, dude.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Those days seem like a different reality.
Now they're fighting for top four.
Well, now that puts them 1 point behind Villa in the table with a game in hand. So if they had lost this game or not gotten the win, that would have been massive for them.
Didn't Aston Villa lose?
United, this probably means that we're too far back now because we're 6 points now behind Tottenham, who also have a game.
Isn't it top five now?
No, you're fine.
It's not completely.
It's top five if we win. If someone from the Premier League wins Champions League, I think.
But I thought expand it to 36 teams.
I don't know how they're doing it, dude.
Yeah. So it might be top five now, maybe, depending on how English teams do in the Champions League now.
Okay. So it's all about like UEFA coefficients.
Exactly.
Okay.
Fair.
So maybe top five, maybe top four, who knows? Anyways, that was still a big game. Definitely one of those that the scoreline doesn't reflect like at all. It was 0-0 at halftime, super cagey game. James Maddison scores right after the break. And then at the end of the game, Aston Villa are pushing and Tottenham capitalized.
Fall apart, right?
That's exactly what happened. No.
It's surprising though. Like a 4-0 scoreline in any sense is very, very odd to see, especially with two top quality teams.
It kind of reminded me, you know, in the first game of the season when Newcastle beat Aston Villa like 5-1.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then Alex Ferguson then came on TV the next day and said, I actually thought Villa were brilliant in that game. I was like, God, this guy's way too old. But he was right.
Yeah.
He was right. Yeah. And now look where Newcastle are and look where Villa are, barring many injuries, of course.
Fair.
But yeah.
I think we should talk about Chelsea winning. They won today.
Yeah, Cold Palmer.
I forgot about that, yeah. Newcastle. Massive for my fantasy team. Right, Miles?
Oh my God.
I know.
Saving us.
Coming back.
I'm going to check that out, actually.
But yeah, they actually played. Man, Gusto's so fun to watch.
He's so good. Hey, I warned you guys.
Yeah. He wasn't 30 games later. Boy.
Jesus.
30
He's
games,
graduating 30 now.
Games later.
Yeah, he's a man now. He's Leonard's man.
In the span of his career, Miles is
men.
It's coming out that Chelsea are gonna sell they're looking to sell like 15 players this summer because they just way overdid it.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
That's really?
Crazy. That's
crazy. Yeah.
But you know, Gusto's special.
Yeah, Gusto was spectacular.
Phenomenal player.
So when Reece James comes back, do we think
he's not getting this?
He can play left back.
Left bench.
Yeah, Cucurella is so bad.
Okay, yo, what's Miles' hatred on Gusto? What do you do?
No, I meant left bench for Reece James.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Or right bench, because I guess he's a right back.
Fair. Was there any other crazy results?
Reece James and Ben Chilwell had like half a year where they were both really good.
I know. It's kind of.
I still think Ben is class.
Somehow they're still going to find their way into the fucking fit, England though, team.
Yeah. United 1-0 off 2 pens. Boring as fuck, but whatever.
Garnacho's a dog.
That shit was boring.
Yeah, that
also, why boring. Did Bruno give the pen to Rashford? I didn't like that.
Because he's a team player.
You liked it?
You're watching it for your FPL team, isn't it?
No, I didn't. I didn't really. I don't know. I found it weird. If you're a pen taker, just take the pen.
True. Especially if you're up only one, you kind of want to make sure that goes in. But
would you look who it is?
Can't call him greedy, though.
Don't get greedy. All right.
Anyways.
You want to main event this? Should we?
Shall we?
Shall we?
Left y'all round up before?
All right, everybody. Mm. So
not after.
So when we got in the studio today, Blake was having a little conversation with me about who's better between Ramsdale and Onana. And that led...
Ramsdale, obviously.
No, you're so dumb. And that led to us coming up with the idea to create our overrated Premier League 11.
Yes.
So we all created...
Hold on. Never mind. Continue.
Okay.
It was my idea. Thank you.
Oh, fair.
We're stealing flowers now.
We are, yeah. Is that what we do on the Real Football Podcast?
It led to our... Okay.
Fair.
Anyways.
I had the idea going.
Okay, so this is all Miles' idea, and Miles, do you want to explain it?
I do. I would love to. So I was...
It's overrated 11.
I want to give context, but basically it's as you expect. However, this time it's a little different as to per usual what we do on the podcast. We each made our own 11 instead of someone listing off and then us agreeing or disagreeing, if that makes sense.
Fair.
Which is different in the past how we used to do, because then we used to do like our toddy and then it's like, oh, I agree. This time we literally, all four of us sat down and we made a list of our 11. This is Premier League 11, overrated right now, not from 1992 till now. And without further ado, Blake Talibas.
Andre Onana starting in goalie for me, and
you're
I do not
so stupid.
No,
you're
and,
so stupid.
And
I know the whole table is gonna have that, and that's gonna play exactly into my point.
No, he is not starting for me.
Look, could I have thought of a different keeper? Probably. Could
yes.
Could Raya absolutely. Even be there? No.
This is laziness from Blake Talibas.
It's not laziness. It is the fact that he was so horrendously terrible at the start of the season, and now he's doing very well. That should not excuse how poor he was at the start. I think he should be somewhere ranked in the middle, and I think everyone's riding his high right now because he also played well on the weekend, right?
But how is he overrated?
Because people are rating him right now on how his recent performances have been, which I don't think is fair.
But we're not.
That's just my opinion. I'm giving
God,
it to
the all. whole narrative about Andre Onana has been, oh my God, he's so overrated. He's coming to England, he's choking. So many memes I've had to see in my timeline about Onana.
Rightfully
so. It's a paradox of if everybody's saying he's rightfully overrated, so. Is he overrated?
No one says he's overrated anymore. I have never
Yes, they do, bro. They will always say that. It's kind of like a dead joke
I've
now.
I've never heard anyone say it recently, besides me, right now.
Yes. You've been shitting on Onana so much now.
The shame spiral? No. The something vacuum where you get stuck in the same thing all in all?
That's you.
No, that's you.
How is it me?
You just said all you see is Onana hate. I don't see Onana hate. He just...
Oh, maybe because I see you every day. But does that not make sense?
Bro, he's been doing well recently.
He has been doing well recently.
That's why everyone's riding his high, but you...
Everybody's saying like,
you don't
okay,
buy high.
Nobody is overreacting.
You buy low.
But nobody is overrating him, saying like, oh my God, he's so back. This is Inter Onana, and he's already one of the best keepers in the league. Nobody's saying that.
I'm sure someone would.
You know, I'm sure some 30-year-old from Manchester has probably said that.
Look, it's now. My list. Like, I'm just telling you.
All right, continue on.
Who do you have, Miles?
No. Do goalies.
Oh, okay. I also have Onana. However, hold on. However, I want to add a name, honorable mention to Ederson.
That's crazy.
That one's more valid.
I think Ederson's
a dick,
class.
Both of you.
He's class. Ederson's the best.
No, he's not.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by that. I think that they get put on the same pedestal when
one's
a more.
Much better. Yeah, fair.
Ederson's terrible with this.
I didn't put Ederson on my list.
Who's yours, Julian?
Mine is Emi Martinez.
Mine is Emi Martinez as well.
That's fair.
Again, hey, it's the same thing as Onana. He's not doing very well anymore, but everyone rode his high that he was back in the World Cup era. And now what is he? He's just a normal prime keeper.
I think he's just forgotten. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think his minness doesn't get talked about enough. But, you know what I mean?
He's just average. He's average.
But at least he is average.
And he won the Golden Glove at the World Cup. Oh my Lord.
Well, because he made the most important save ever, even though it wasn't that hard of a save.
Yeah, you could do that.
I do that.
It was a tournament award.
Yeah. Continue on.
Right back?
Yeah. I also said Pickford. Anyways, I put left back first. I
sure.
Left or right.
I'll do left back.
Oh, we can do left back? Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead, Blake.
I put my boy Zinny.
Oh, it's fair. I didn't put him, but I put... go ahead.
And this isn't to say that I don't think he shouldn't be in the Arsenal squad and he shouldn't be playing. But Kivior has really, really solidified this left-back spot for me since his absence, that Zinchenko is what I'm talking about. What Arteta did with Ben White was move him from center back to right back and just tell him to like do his thing, right? What he did with Kibior at the beginning is he told him to be an inverted left back, and that didn't work because Kibior was obviously a natural center half, and he moved to left back and he was trying to be an inverted left back in the Premier League for this first season. Oh my God, it wasn't doing well. It wasn't going well. It was not a good experiment. So what he did is he flipped it. Ben White became the inverted, and then Kibior could stay at the left and stay out wide. Out wide or shift in, whatever you want to say. And that has been working wonders because the more experienced, the better player is the one who has to do more. And Kibior can just be defensively minded and sit there and be the great, great player that he is. He has 3 assists this season too, so he has a decently good cross on him as well. That was just a Kibior love story, I guess. Zinchenko is defensively terrible, and there's no doubt about it. Offensively, he's great, but defensively, he's just a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm chatting way too much. I apologize.
You, Miles?
Well, Chilwell, but at the same time, he's just injured. So
poor take.
No, I'm disrespected by that. No, poor I take, think Chilwell's take. Completely overrated.
Poor take. I have Zinchenko as well.
Mm. Why do you think Chilwell?
I just do.
He just does, isn't it?
No, like, obviously, like...
He just does.
You know? No, like, for the... Like, bro just can't, vibes, bro can't stay fair. Healthy. Just and vibes. When he is... Yeah, then when he is healthy, at least in the past couple of years, like, no bump. Since they're shit.
I went kind of left field for mine.
Yeah.
Estupiñán.
I was going to say that.
I was also going to say that.
I was going to say Estupiñán.
But it's fair. Like, do we rate him highly, or is that only FPL-based?
I think he's kind of, like, sneaky highly rated by a lot of, like... Tacticos in football. I think he's kind of like a cool pick as like a cool like underrated left back. I feel like to a lot of people.
I just think he's just.
But he's been
merchant.
Very like so average this year. And De Zerbi has not taken a liking to him. He's benched him a lot over the last few weeks. Benched him like crazy. Weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
He's killing my FPL team too. So.
Fair.
Left. Right back.
We're doing the right back.
Yeah, sure. And then we'll I went on a similar.
I went on a. Oh, mine is crazy. Go ahead.
No, I just went on a similar train of thought to Miles here. I put Reece James.
Yeah, I also put Reece James.
I put Reece James as well.
Because, it's just you need to be healthy. And he's really good when he plays, but, oh my, he doesn't play.
And when you have somebody in Malo Gusto who is taking your spot, and like even if he's only like 80, 90% of the player that you were, if he's putting in those performances and is staying healthy, then
that says a lot.
It doesn't give a manager a good reason to put you back on the team, no matter how good you are.
Yeah. Absolutely. Kyle Walker.
Mm.
Yeah, that's just horrendous.
I don't mind that
one. I disagree. No.
I think he's poor.
I think he's
old.
A big beneficiary to a good system.
And
with a lot
exactly.
of these players.
He didn't play well at all this week.
I'm not even saying that just because of the Liverpool game. He's getting old, and with age comes a loss of pace. And quite frankly, it is his best trait, and I personally don't think his defending is that good. Or his offensive ability.
I'll give you that one. I don't think his offensive ability is as near as to what it was a while ago. Even like just like 3-4 years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, shall we go
center back to backs?
Am I starting again?
Go on.
Let me just say, I don't think I have any. I was trying to find
a
center
dig,
back.
I had to dig a little bit.
I know, I'm being a little harsh
because
here.
The ones that I have, they're not even rated.
Yeah. So give me both of yours.
I have Varane and Botman.
Oh. I have Botman as one of mine, but like he's just, his hype died down, innit?
I should have gone
Botman. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I
you want to hear mine?
Go on.
I have Romero and Lissandra.
Nah, what a bad take.
I stand
by it. As well,
Romero has been one of the best center backs this year.
He's a bit of a hothead, but that's a
massive. And Lissandro is just terrible. He's such a good little defender.
Yeah.
Sorry, the Lissandro take.
Watch your mouth.
No. Sorry. The Lissandro take is terrible.
Yeah.
But why?
Because I think when Spurs need somebody defensively,
Lissandro.
Oh, I just hate him. I've never heard ever since the beginning of the season. I haven't heard one good thing about him. Even
almost,
if he
been, almost like almost he's been injured.
I know he's a fucking pussy. Like walk it off.
Our best game of the season was the one game he was healthy. Figure that.
My God.
Blake hit himself.
Oh no.
He's a pussy. He can't walk off.
I just don't like him.
There's no way this guy said that. That doesn't mean he's overrated. I haven't heard anything from him like, since the beginning of the season.
Bro, you guys were
what kind of injury does he have?
Mad praise when he fucking gave in four goals and shit.
He couldn't walk off an MCL injury. Unfortunate.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Seriously, bro.
But why Romero? Why Romero?
Because when Spurs are defensively shaky at it as it is. And in the most important times that they need him, they still lose
solid.
He's so good. I'm going to be honest. He has a bit of a hothead. That's it. He has cost them a couple of times. Couple red cards here and there, a couple terrible tackles.
The only
he has that in him. But other than that, he's a great, great player.
The only sense that that take makes is the hothead part. Yeah. But he's a great player.
That has cost them. So many red cards.
And I think for Botman, I think all of Newcastle stock just went down.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he's just a cool center back.
I went for two that neither of you have mentioned yet. Okay. I went for Clément Lenglet.
Yep. I was thinking that one too. But is he really that rated?
Downfall? He was once 85 rated.
So. Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
That's the Barca effect.
Oh Lord.
And then my other one, I went for Thiago Silva.
I see. I was thinking that, but no, I was like, guys, I can't be.
Stop.
No.
Why?
I was,
why?
Stop.
Why?
I can't
why?
Be. He's
38. He's 39. Bro. He's 39.
Exactly. So what do you want from him?
Exactly.
What, you want him that's to why age down?
That's not overrated.
But I think even he's
Varane is overrated because I think Thiago Silva is a better defender than Varane is.
Oh, God, Jesus. He didn't start for Chelsea. He doesn't start for Chelsea anymore. He was on their bench today.
Yeah, I know. It was Di Sassi and whatever, and the other guy.
By the way,
yeah.
Di Sassi is so good.
He is good.
He's so good.
He is good.
Yeah. So, like, I think the...
Yeah, that's a crazy take. Varane's probably better than... Actually, I don't know.
No, I know. Come on now. If you want to make an argument about, like, Di Sassi, like, whatever, we can have that talk. I don't know enough about Di Sassi to even have that argument.
No, neither do I.
But Thiago Silva? No, not anymore. He's 39, brother.
I just think if you want to call anyone overrated in that upper echelon of... Premier center backs that have been there for a while, I think Varane would fall into that category more than Thiago Silva.
Fair.
I just think it could be a product of his circumstances and his situation as well. But I think Varane, you want to talk about losing an edge and a bit of a step, I think he's definitely lost that. And he's just not as sharp as he used to be.
Based on what?
Based on the name. You come from Real Madrid.
No, but you said he's lost to United. A step. Where have you got that from?
I don't see him catching up to players like... I
just feel like there's less of a hunger, like
less of a and it's like it's the name thing exactly. You it's Varane, Van Dijk strikes fear, Saliba strikes fear, Kimpe.
Really, bro? He's been injured. You can't do me like that.
You understand what I'm saying? Like Sergio Ramos and Prime that. Strikes fear. Doesn't really give me that fear anymore.
Yeah,
still fine center back. Still should be starting for you guys.
I think there's a almost never a point in Varane's career where he was like that feared. Among attackers and fans.
Because he played with, like, think about who he played with, right?
Yeah, he's also a bit of a nice guy going through, you know.
Fair.
Anyways. CDMs?
CDMs.
Or first
I just did three midfielders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do
so just give us one, four, one midfielder.
I need to change one of mine.
Okay.
But I'll pick up ideas as I go.
I'm going to have Suchek.
Oh, that's, yeah.
He's bang average.
Dude, 2 years ago, this guy was one of the biggest.
He scored a banger the other week.
Yeah, but.
Did he? I don't even know.
No, 2 years ago, this guy was so hyped up. I agree.
He's just bang average.
I remember when that Czech duo joined West Ham, everyone was going crazy. Sofal and Socek.
Yeah,
so. Sofal, I could have put
Sofal. Yeah, like, they both just fell off.
Yeah, they did.
They had those team of the seasons, if he was 20 and if he was 21, it's been terrible.
Absolutely.
Tell we're so washed with people, bro. we're so out of our prime.
List all three of your all four of your midfielders.
Do three.
No, okay.
Yeah, three.
Okay,
because I went CDM first, and then
okay, we're gonna do all of them. I'll do all of them. Okay, I have Caicedo as well as mine.
Yeah, I have Caicedo too as my CDM.
Okay,
Caicedo I didn't put because I feel like Caicedo is the same as, I think it's the same as Onana, where like everybody's shitting on him. Is he really overrated anymore? Fair. The whole narrative on him has switched. If you said that in September, fair.
And then I have two United
players. That's crazy.
I have Bruno and Amrabat, but Amrabat's not really rated. I just think he's terrible.
Interesting.
But Bruno.
I have Amrabat in there too.
Really?
I do.
Hey, my boy.
His stock is World Cup.
Oh, his stock is plummeted. Yeah, especially the goal he gave up to Haaland. Like, that just epitomized how I feel about him.
It just says, I don't get the vibe from that he tries anymore.
Yeah, it's just very lackadaisical.
It's only a loan, so, like, I'm not.
Yeah, you're not losing much. But yeah, Bruno, yeah.
Yeah, this guy had the whole world raving about him during the World Cup. And he just flopped.
You're not mad about the Bruno thing, or you just don't want to get into it with me right now?
Well, I expect that from you. Like, I was mentally preparing myself.
But I do genuinely believe that with all my heart.
That Bruno's overrated?
Yeah. I do think he's a good player, and I do think...
That's fair enough. And you know, Bruno has been off the last couple of weeks or months.
In the grand scheme of the Premier League, is he still a top 7, 6, 5 midfielder? Sure. But I'm taking Odegaard, Rice, Kevin De Bruyne, Rodri. So there's already 4 that I want to take over him. That's
the top. It's not fair to compare him to the...
What?
To the Rices and the...
How? Pardon me?
And the Rodris.
What? Why?
He's like in a...
No, I think it's okay.
I don't know. I don't really agree with that either.
It's midfielders in general.
It's just a different position.
Like,
it's just a completely different position. Obviously, you wouldn't want Bruno over Rodri because Bruno doesn't play Rodri's role.
Yeah, like you wouldn't put Bruno over Rodri in like a combined.
Declan Rice has been playing Bruno's role recently.
Declan Rice could play Bruno's role, but Rodri not.
Okay, well, even despite the sixes,
Rice can't play.
Okay, despite them, De Bruyne, I take Odegaard over him.
Will you take Madison?
Okay, so then you do that.
I would take my.
But it's still midfielders, though. I can't just do it off one position of a midfield. Like, whatever, it's fine.
Well, he's an attacking mid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so is Odegaard. And whatever. I have my opinions on him.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. No, you're fine. You're fine. What was your other midfielders?
Caicedo, Suchek, Bruno, Amrabat. I had 4, just because.
Yeah. Fair enough. We'll be. You ready?
Full United.
Good Lord.
Let me see. What does this say? Explain to me.
So we got the Declan Rice and Bruno comparison this season. 28 appearances for Rice, 27 for Bruno, 4 goals for Bruno, 6 for Rice.
Let's play more games.
And how many penalty goals does Bruno have? I'm not sure. At least one because he scored one yesterday.
Definitely 2.
Yep. 6 assists for Bruno, 5 for Rice. Mm. 8 yellow cards for Bruno, 3 for Rice.
Mm. The thing, if Bruno played. Bruno played with Arsenal.
I'm
such a better player. That's like you're also talking about like a team that's like on the cups of mid table to the best team in the league at the moment.
He would never play for us though.
Arteta would make that work.
No, he wouldn't.
A year ago, would
you
have
why
said
Ivan Toney?
A year ago,
do you know why
Ivan said a year
do
ago?
You
a
know
year
why
ago,
Ivan Toney is not targeted by Arsenal anymore?
A year ago, would you have said that Kai Havertz would work at Arsenal? No. But look what Arteta did. That's exactly what he could do with Bruno. Even better.
I'm not getting into it.
I did see that Ivan Toney thing. Is that real?
Yes. He's a fucking asshole. We don't want asshole players in our club. It doesn't matter if you're fucking good.
Okay, name
your players. I know who the striker is. All right.
No, it's not him. He's not over.
Name your players.
All right, you ready? Szoboszlai,
no.
Enzo, and Casemiro.
Bro, no.
I have Szoboszlai too.
Bro, I don't know.
And again, I'm going to admit Szoboszlai.
I was kidding.
Because he said so, and he also said McAllister.
I was kidding too. I was finding Liverpool players. I was joking. I did not think Szoboszlai or McAllister.
I don't.
No, he said Enzo.
Oh,
Enzo Fernandez.
Enzo is crazy.
Miles is like 0 for 4.
I'm just 6. Not. It's opinion. It's opinionated.
Well, you can have bad opinions.
You're going to tell me you're paying $120 million. This guy hasn't done jack shit except score.
What
the
about Caicedo?
That's but everyone knows Caicedo's shit though. Enzo's
that's
oh,
fair. No,
the
I
World
see the,
Cup.
I see the vision in that.
That's fair.
Szoboszlai, lot of money, doesn't do much. Casemiro, oldest shit. Left leg doesn't work. Right leg doesn't work. $70 million. You're going to get
for
two half. You're going to get one half year. One. Good year out of him for paying $70 million for a guy who's on almost 300K a week. That's ridiculous and unexcusable.
Who do you think's better right now, Rice or Casemiro?
Rice.
Okay. Why did you get mad?
Don't even compare.
Did you say Casemiro?
I did.
I have Casemiro in mind too.
Really? There we go. Thank you. Oh, for 4. Fuck off. All
Casemiro
of you.
Party. No, I'm kidding.
I'm not kidding now. but it was the same thing you said with Varane. Like, he's just not the.
Fair.
He's not the force.
The injury must have hurt him though. Like
it, yeah,
because I feel like if he did,
it also might be a lack of sharpness right now.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Like he was very bad on the week in the first
fair,
half.
Fair,
like
just fair. Sometimes that's all it is.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's all it is.
If we get a bag from Saudi for him, like
okay, so all of mine hit.
Yeah, damn, you're over the Casemiro.
Well, all of yours hit is crazy.
So was like I went off vibes. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I've actually watched a decent. You know me. I like watching the.
Actually, I might have a replacement for Szoboszlai.
Because I think he makes the team tick pretty well. And he has a rocket of a left foot.
I have a new one.
Yeah.
So does Mohamed Elneny.
I have a few I'm thinking of right now. Amadou Onana.
Yeah, but he's not ready.
I think he's...
He's not ready.
No, I think he is, though.
You think he's ready?
By the Belgium fans, I think he is.
OK. Okay, but the Belgian fans represent how much of Europe, bro, or the Prem?
Well, no, that's. I think people want him to start for Belgium.
Really?
I think so.
That's crazy.
I saw TikTok the other day saying that he might.
Wow.
So,
I was just seeing so much hype for him over the last few weeks, especially from United fans that want to sign him.
Right now.
And then I saw him play. And I saw him at the weekend, and he didn't impress me like at all. Eze, I also thought of.
Bad take.
Yeah,
I looked at it. I didn't write it down, but it just came to my mind right now.
Oh my days. Mihail.
I think Olise is just a way better.
Then Antoine goes, you'd love it. So I'd, oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, for me, I have.
Plus, he's injury prone, Eze.
He is, yeah.
Add Caicedo. Did he score
a free kick the other day?
What happened?
He just scored
bang. Yeah, he scored a banging free kick.
Well, that's why he's on the list, boys. All right, I was just naming names.
I have Caicedo. I have Paulinho.
Paulinho.
I think he's a little... He's
getting out. That's fair. That's fair.
The Bayern shit ruined him, bro.
Yeah, and then the third one, I don't know. I couldn't really find. I was thinking Enzo, but he's decent. And he has his potential. I don't know about $120 million dollar potential. I said coin. Dollar potential. But so yeah, I can't really find a third one, to be honest.
Fair.
All right. Gallagher.
Oh, that's an interesting one. No, I think he's underrated.
I think he's great.
I think he's underrated.
I think the whole Chelsea midfield besides Caicedo is really good.
Really?
I like it better when Caicedo's not in it.
Yeah. All right. Front three?
Front three? Fully?
Yeah.
So I have... Okay, is Antony really rated?
No.
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 So I'll think of another one. But I have...
this guy, you're such a top-tier hater. Oh, my Lord.
So I have Sterling. I think he's terrible. I think he's god-awful now.
Yeah.
And I agree, you know, that. And Evan Ferguson as well. I know he's
young. That's an interesting one. I was debating that one.
I know he's young.
We just haven't heard about him in a while. But no, that's the thing.
I checked the stats. 24 games, 6 goals.
But a lot of those are off the bench.
Divide 24 in half. 12, 6.
6 and 12 for an 18-year-old. It's not bad.
Ain't bad. However.
I thought we would see like him really.
We want a step, right?
We want a step.
So right now, maybe we have to just like pull back. But also, like,
Deserby hasn't been managing him well, in my opinion.
Yeah, Brighton's been weird.
Like him mixing up with his minutes with João Pedro and like Danny Welbeck a little bit.
I feel like that whole Brighton team just doesn't really have a direction right now. You know what I mean?
I feel like he just fields a bunch of youngsters every game.
Yeah, it's like I don't know what the plan is.
Like there's a new guy I don't know about every week.
Literally.
I swear to God.
Adingra, bro. Who the fuck was Adingra?
There's a new guy, Modair. I don't
know. Is he a little boy?
He's a little, let me check. I think he's a little boy.
But you're not, I still see the vision, but yeah. Let me think of a new right wing. But I think Sterling's god awful.
He's like 24.
I
was thinking that too.
Yeah. I don't see him.
I've thought for years Sterling was overrated. So yeah. I'm glad people are seeing the vision. Again, I've always thought he was a bit of a system beneficiary. Now that he's at Chelsea, I think it's getting exposed a little bit more. Fair. But yeah. Miles, what about you?
Oh, I thought of it. Give me Leon Bailey, bro.
Wow.
No, sorry, Diaby.
Okay, Diaby, I can understand.
Sorry,
this
not.
Diaby's really good when he's
playing. The Leverkusen hype was like high.
You want to know how I always miss really up deliver. One of them always fucks up my FPL team. But Diaby.
So what was your front three?
So we'll go Diaby, Ferguson, and Sterling.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
I've got, well, this one of them is like questionable. It's like the same thing as Antony, but I've gone.
Oh boy.
Grealish, Jackson, Kulusevski.
Kulusevski? Yeah.
Bro has been, he is not had a good season.
Oh, okay. Yes, he has.
He's having a great season.
He's not.
Grealish? I can see Grealish. He's kind of.
Martinelli.
No.
Oh, I like that one. That one, I really don't mind that one.
That's a terrible take.
I like that one, Antoine.
I'm about to throw hands.
I really like that one.
You like it because it's incorrect. It's just wrong.
No, but he hasn't been impressing me for a while. I don't get a sense of fear that like, I do with other wingers when Martinelli's on the ball.
If I'm playing Arsenal, I'm more scared if Trossard plays.
Honestly?
Okay, that's fair, but yeah, I don't think he's overrated.
I'm not.
Where do you rank him among wingers in the Prem?
Salah, Saka are better. Son.
Gordon. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You fucking idiot.
Absolutely.
I'm going to start killing
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anthony Gordon?
Yeah.
I think Leon Bailey's better.
guys, come on.
I think this goes back to another thing that you always use, where he's like, you don't watch enough Arsenal. You don't watch enough Man United games. You don't watch enough Arsenal. You don't watch Arsenal.
Didn't he? Bro, literally, there was one game. I can't remember. He's also injured right now. There was one game where he fucking cooked the whole fucking the right back. Yeah, and he doesn't always score. He doesn't always get the counting stats. But fuck.
But what he does for our team is just.
No, he's.
Cooked. I don't know. I feel like the hype has kind of. Like last season.
Is Bowen better?
No.
No. Okay,
bro, because you. What is so good about Martinelli? She runs at defenders no matter what. Saka doesn't do that anymore. Saka has to be more conservative.
I just feel like Martinelli is kind of getting a little bit predictable.
No. Yeah. Saka is getting predictable. That's
I think
Saka is getting predictable.
Is he better than Bernardo Silva on the wing?
Bernardo Silva's a better player, but no, Bernardo Silva's a better player than Martinelli.
Okay.
Not Saka. Well, they're close, very close. They offer different things.
Interesting. Okay.
What are yours?
Mine are.
Wait, did you say your striker?
I haven't said mine.
Oh no, I haven't said my striker. I feel like Tony's getting a bit overrated now.
No,
that's also my striker.
But guys, come on.
What?
What are we doing?
I think it's a lot of English bias in there too.
He scores every fucking week.
And he just came back, bro.
No, but also it was the fucking narrative around him coming back, which I thought was so fucking weird.
So that's the guy that's overrated? Like, no.
No, the guy was coming back and was like branded as like a hero or something, which like I just didn't ride with that. Allegations. He didn't beat the allegations. Oh, well, no, he was literally found guilty and suspended for a year.
True.
Like, again, you want to talk about, like, oh, you can't be injured that much. Like, you can't. Sorry, you can't be doing that. Like, you can't just.
Nah, he's still good.
Like, you're hurting your team doing that, you know?
Otto Porter announced his retirement. Wow. Sorry.
The crowd goes mild.
perennial role player. That's all I'm going to say.
I also have here. Again, it's a little basic, I feel like. I have Jota.
No,
I don't agree with that. I do not agree with that.
Absolutely not. Again, one of those players that
you know
is so
crazy. I don't think there's one overrated Liverpool player.
Szoboszlai?
I think Jota is, bro.
McAllister?
No.
I think Robbo could be in a conversation. Or Trent.
You think Trent is overrated?
He still gets turned.
Inside. I don't know.
For the hype that he
Robbo strictly because he does not have a right foot. I feel like he's limited.
I know. Yeah.
But.
Gakpo?
No, Hakpo's good. You like I said that? Hakpo?
Hakpo, yeah. Blake, where's Ferguson?
Yeah.
Oh, you said him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't hear.
But that one, again, is kind of... He's 19, like...
I feel like he doesn't... It's like a Martinelli thing, but like he doesn't... Again, maybe also for
he
me...
He strikes fear into me. That's all I'm going
to
say.
He
fuck
does not
me.
Strike fear into Who? Me.
Jota, he always scores against Arsenal.
He always scores, period.
That's true. He does always score against Arsenal. I will give you that. But mostly it's like tappings and everything. So I don't know.
He's a lucky bounce kind of player.
He is a lucky bounce kind of player. I feel like he kind of like stumbles over his feet every time he scores. Every time I see. Also, I say this because he's frustrated me so many times for Portugal. And you want to bring up like system players and those allegations. I think he benefits so much from Liverpool.
That's fair.
When I see him taking him out of it, oh my goodness, he's not half the player.
So,
and he takes minutes away from Leão and João Félix. I'm just like, oh my God. Anyways.
So I think Martinelli has 10 goal contributions in the Premier League. And he's played. Give me 2 seconds. And he's played 25 matches. Averaged out a goal. Give him some slack. That's a goal every... Almost game and a game in a bit. Like every 2 games, rather.
All right. Sure.
Sure, man. I also have one more I haven't mentioned. I also have Jeremy Doku.
Yes.
Fair.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I still think, though.
He had a good Euros. Went silent for a couple years. And then City picked him up. And he had like a few good games.
In his fairness, though, he's
what
Euros
World Cup.
No, at the Euros, I remember at the Euros for Belgium.
There's no way he was playing at the Euros.
2021 at the Euros, he was doing really well.
In his fairness, it's only his first year in the Prem, and he came over after the season started. But at the same time, I do agree.
So then, why is Onana on your list?
Because he started the season.
Oh, well, fucking, if you're going to concede that many... No, if you're
going to... Hey,
If you're going to concede that many...
I'm not biased, eh? If someone
you,
makes...
You said Onana as well.
I didn't make his argument.
Okay, fair.
Brother. Don't do that.
No, if you're going to... Hey, I'm always one to call people out on
so what? Now we're just going to compare Jeremy Doku and Andre Onana?
No, see, that's you trying to get out of the stipulation.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying...
No, you are.
No, okay. No. I'm saying that... Brother. Oh, my God. You fucking idiot. There's no way that you're comparing a goalie to a right winger who comes off the bench, bro. Like,
brother, I'm comparing your arguments. You said it's his first season in the Prem. It's Onana's first season in the Prem.
No, that's... It's different, though, as a goalie.
It's different because he's Manchester
United. It's probably worse as a goalie. Fuck.
No, it's not. As a goalie, you got to stop shots, pass United the ball, and be okay.
United bias. You're saying the same thing for Antony last year.
I don't know.
I'm trying to... I don't know
what you're
I'm on your side about. Here. Like, I'm on your side. I'm not as overrated, but that's... alrighty. That was fun.
That was fun.
Mm. Right, Miles?
He's been rattled.
Are we doing underrated 11 next week?
Oh, I'm so down. That one's going to be so much better.
Who's on the short list?
Every Arsenal player to ever exist.
Leandro Trossard.
Yeah, he actually is on the short list. He's so good.
I wouldn't mind. I was actually debating on putting him in my list too.
Garden.
For the sole fact you said he was better than Hoyland.
Well, he is.
Oh my God.
Oh, bro, Blake, you were doing so well. You were doing so
you
well.
You actually think Rasmus
And then you had to go ahead and say that. Yes, I think Rasmus Hoyland is a better striker than Leandro Trossard.
Better player, better player, player, player.
But then that you goes back to the midfielder him. Thing we were talking about. You can't
So why is Messi the best player in the world? Because we compare him to every other player. Don't make this bullshit-ass argument. We compare players to players not in their position all the fucking time.
But you wouldn't say that he's
it's
a better...
It's inconvenient for you. You don't like it.
But you wouldn't say he's a better striker than
I never
like
said
Holland.
That.
But this is what you're fucking saying for Trossard, bro.
I'm saying he's a better player.
Because you told me that when he was playing striker for Arsenal
well,
on the weekend.
Yeah, for one game, I'm Trossard over Hoyland any day. One game.
Oh my God.
And that's not outlandish.
If you want to have the argument like Garnacho, I'll entertain that. Like Trossard versus Garnacho. Like, I'll entertain that with you because they're both wingers.
Bro, like,
and then you can go band for band about their qualities, but you can't say
they
like...
They literally played the same position too and you're just trying to get out of it. I don't know why.
They don't play the same position. One's a striker, one's a winger.
They played the same position before.
One is born and bred as a striker. The other's played one game.
I'm just trying to...
You were doing so well. You were doing so well.
Bro, I'm still doing well, dude.
You're not doing well. You're wearing an Aaron Ramsdale jersey here.
It's beautiful. It's a nice kit. I don't even like wearing it, to be honest.
It's a nice kit.
I feel weird wearing
it. I like that blue.
Yeah?
No, I like it.
I don't dislike it.
It's nice. Boys, footy, when's footy? When are we going to play footy? Because I would love to see you make some saves in that kit.
No, I do miss Nando's.
I don't
really?
Play footy.
Not anymore. Even on turf?
No, it's going to rip or something. I don't do that. Mm. Especially because I got these from the Arsenal store. So they're like...
Yeah.
Which Miles is going to hate because he knows.
Yeah, Miles has some plugs.
Yeah.
I don't hate that you fucking support my club. You're single-handedly helping us get fucking our strikers
True,
this
I am.
Summer.
And I bought two of these this year, so that's like...
Yeah, I don't hate.
I love myself.
I buy shit from the store sometimes.
Oh, I thought you didn't. Oh, fair.
I have before.
Fair. I do every year. I just love it.
Yeah.
Get any player I want. Might fuck around, get a... I think Rice is next year.
Carl Hein is next.
Is this episode going to come out before the game tomorrow?
Potentially.
No.
Well, it could. I can do it tonight if you want.
Can you upload it?
Are you going to upload it before tomorrow?
Bro, I can upload it before the game tomorrow.
But what? I don't understand why it takes so long to upload it. Just
what
upload
take?
It.
What takes so long about the uploading process?
You don't have to listen to it. I listen to it.
I understand that, but it's you first have to down. I have to down. I have to open it. I have to download.
Have to
off.
Okay, that takes.
You know
five
what?
Minutes. Yeah, I have to open it off.
Wow, guys. Well, solve the issue.
You asked for my explanation.
Okay, go. All right, go.
And then I have to download it, obviously. I have to find it on my computer. I have to load up. Shut the fuck up. I have to load up.
Takes 10 seconds each.
RSS.com. Then I have to come up with a name for the podcast. I have to figure out which episode number it is.
We say at the beginning.
41.
All right.
41.
Well, then what else? Then what else?
I have to track down the cover. I have to find that on my computer.
Okay,
then
how long does that
take? Type in keywords. Then I've got to come up with
cover? Do you not remember the name of the cover? You could just type it in the search bar.
I have to write a description for the podcast.
If I send you the title and description tonight, will you post tonight?
And then I have to upload it. And then that takes a couple of minutes. And then I press post.
Oh my god, no,
you press post bro, after
give
you
us the upload. Login, dude. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
I know.
Give Blake the login.
I know.
Nah, just send it to me. I'll post Why? It tonight. It depends what time you get done with, because I have an early bedtime these days.
Yeah, just send them the login.
I'm running on I'm running on 3 hours of sleep tonight. Nice. And I dance all night. All night's crazy.
Dance the night away.
I dance the night away, and I'm not a fucking insufferable little bitch.
Sorry, that was my god. Oh my god.
I don't know where that came from. I just said I'm going to bed early tonight.
He said it was such a straight face too.
I didn't even do the courtesy. I didn't even do the.
No, I don't know.
I didn't do the courtesy to look at him.
It's just not factual. Like I don't know where it's coming from. Like insufferable little bitch. Like what the. Where is that coming from?
That was
from?
So uncalled.
There is no factuality behind that comment whatsoever.
I'm just mad he's. It would only take him 15 minutes to do the podcast thing. He just doesn't do it.
I don't, because I don't fucking feel like it sometimes, okay?
Discipline.
We found it.
All right, we found it. Okay.
Okay.
That's why you'll get this episode on Friday, guys. Don't worry.
No, I obviously. Bro,
have a good weekend, everybody.
Once I get it.
I will do this tonight, though.
Once
you get it.
No, once I get the podcast, I upload it, but it depends how long it takes for me. Brother, once you sent me the podcast, I uploaded it that night.
Well, yeah, it was Friday. I hope so. And I I don't think I've ever heard. Has he ever apologized for uploading late?
Yes.
But to the extent of my apology? No.
Yeah, but because you just completely forgot about it. I always remember. I just choose not to sometimes.
That's even worse,
dude.
It's really bad.
Then just you don't even have to do it. Just give us the login, brother.
For RSS.com?
Yes.
We'll see. Oh, yeah. You guys going to send me my money for my RSS subscription?
You going to pay for our
network? But we're doing your job. You're gonna pay we're doing your job for you.
Yeah.
How much is your RSS subscription?
Are you going to pay us?
I don't know how much it is. I've been paying for it for over like almost coming up on a year and a half now. It just takes money from my
also,
credit
card. Also, episodes haven't been going on Apple Podcasts lately.
Oh my God. Oh,
yeah.
Take a look at that.
Someone just
My dad is quite unhappy.
Me too.
Why?
Oh my God. Can someone go end the pod and then look into this?
All right. That's it. Julian, take it away.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Quick score prediction for tomorrow. Are Arsenal going through or not?
Yes.
Really, really hope so.
This imbecile.
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes, 3-1 Arsenal.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Miles, yes.
4-0.
4-0. Same. I think this will be the easiest result for you. Do we want to get together and watch it?
Sure. I'm like really nervous. Like you just said that and it made me want to throw up. Like I'm genuinely terrified, guys. And call me stupid, call me a fake fan, call me whatever you want. Like this is, I'm scarred. I've seen this story so many times before.
You're fine. You're fine. Ordering some pizza would be a fun time.
I don't want to spend money. Oh, if you order pizza, I'll have some.
So are we splitting it?
So it's in the Real Football Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. I don't want to outro it because it's Julian's job, so I'm going to throw it back to him. We'll split it.
Thank you, Blake. Thank you, Blake.
We'll split it.
We don't even have to if you don't want to. Like, we'll I'll forget it myself. We'll figure it out. And you definitely have money to spend.
Well, tax season's coming up, but you guys don't understand.
I understand.
Oh, no, you don't.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode.
This is a fun one.
It's been a fun one.
Mm.
We love you, Miles. You know it's all love.
It's all love at the end of the day.
Yeah,
Blake's comment was a little out of pocket. But if it makes you feel better, he's called me worse.
And we're going viral tomorrow.
Miles going viral.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
Who scored the winning goal in the 2010 World Cup final?
Mario Götze.
There you go.
Way.
You got it.
And with that, everybody, we thank you again for listening. This has been the Real Football Podcast, and we hope you have a great week watching footy.
We out.
See ya.
Goodbye.